Tantor Audio presents A Dog Walks Into a Nursing Home by Sue Halpern. Narrated by Karen White. Introduction. Pransky, my soon-to-be 10-year-old dog, is lying on the living room couch, her body filling it end to end. For though she's not a big dog, she is double-jointed, which means that her hips lay out flat. If I weren't typing this, I'd be stretched out next to her, because I'm tired too, as I often am on Tuesday afternoons. Every other day of the week, Pransky is a carefree country dog who operates by instinct, roaming the meadow around our house. But Tuesday mornings, we spend time at the county nursing home, going door to door, dispensing canine companionship and good cheer. Working at the nursing home requires us to pay attention. Pransky to me, to her surroundings, and to the people she is meeting, and me to her, to our surroundings, and to the people we are meeting. After 3 years, you'd think we would have gotten tougher or more robust, but that's never happened, and probably never will. When I first considered training Pransky to be a therapy dog, she was in her late adolescence. Dog years being what they are, she is now about the same age as most of the people in the nursing home. Even so, the words work and walk still get her to her feet in a unit of time that is less than a second. Is she better at her job, more empathetic, now that she, too, is of a certain age? I doubt it. I doubt it because I don't think she could be more empathetic. As foreign as the nursing home environment was to both of us when we first started visiting county.